I spent 34 years coaching competitive fast pitch softball here in Manhattan. And when we started our program, we were 10, 11, 12-year-old girls. And we were going to several major tournaments. And we had to really start from scratch in terms of teaching pitching and catching and throwing and hitting and the fundamentals of softball. My name is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. I primarily, during my 50 years at the university, served students and families, helping them be most successful. This podcast addresses our collective interest in being more authentic, more sincere, more interested in those we serve. Our interest is to be more authentic and more sincere and more caring with those around us. One rule I had is that if we go on a tournament and we spend a lot of time and effort and money to go to a tournament, we stay overnight in hotels and we're going to agree upon when it's time to go to bed. But more importantly, we're going to agree on what time your head is going to be on a pillow. And I told the team and the parents that it's important that we recognize discipline, and if we decide on a specific time to have your head on a pillow, I mean business. And there are going to be consequences if I catch you without your head on a pillow. First tournament, first night, we win our first game and we go to the hotel and we determine that 10 o'clock is head on pillow because we had a game at 9 o'clock the next morning. And I go down the hallway at first evening and there are three young ladies with their moms out in the hallway at 5 after 10 braiding their hair for the next day. Well, send them all to bed. The next 2 days they don't play. They don't play on Saturday, they don't play on Sunday, and they're three of our best players at the time, and we did not play well that entire weekend. 20 years later, I'm at one of those young ladies' graduation ceremony for medical school. And we're sitting around in a group, and we're talking about her experiences with our softball program and with school, and she says, one of the most significant lessons I learned, and I'm waiting to hear about how to bunt with the bases loaded, how to run a suicide, hit the cutoff, how to hit with two strikes. No. She said that it was the time you caught me and my mom in the hallway at 5 after 10 when I violated the one rule you had was head on pillow. I felt for the first time consequences for my actions. That set a standard for me through the rest of my middle school years, high school years, my time at the university. It made me a better student, it made me a better human being, and it made me a better doctor. Life lessons. Not only head on pillow, but the consequences of your actions make all the difference in the world in terms of leadership and being authentic and real.